So Nick Hayton here, talking about quantum computing. This is a quick update, if you like, on answering some basic questions. People always say to me, Nick, you know, what's going on? Why are you even involved in quantum computing? What's all the fuss about? And what's happening? Well, in the last snippet, we talked about seeing quantum machines, and the most popular picture you see is the big gold beast, if you like, the alien machine with lots of pipes and lots of valves and things like that, and that's the superconducting machine where without its casing, and it has to be down to the very cold temperatures. But what else is going on in? Well, the thing about quantum computing is there's lots of different approaches. So there's no standard yet, and that would take a long time to come out, but there are superconducting, trapped iron, diamond, photonics. These are all different approaches that are all trying to harness this subatomic level, this computational capability. And the key element in all of this, classical computers use this thing called bits, you know, bits of information. And they are the things that generate, you know, the whole functional process of how a computer works. But in the quantum world, they have these things called qubits or quantum bits. And rather than a bit being a machine code representing a zero and a one, and their state is one or the other, in qubit terms, they can be a zero and a one all at the same time. But there's also other quantum bits around called quadrites and other things like that, which is an exponential sort of layer on top, if you like. But qubits can be more than one state at the same time. So that means it's more capable of doing computation. And as I said earlier, we don't feed the instructions into these machines one by one, we do it all at once. So if you have a million instructions to send into a classical computing CPU, you do one at a time. In a quantum machine, you put the million in all at once. And that's another reason a lot of people are fascinated by cracking this and harnessing the power of these subatomic particles, because the first one that gets it right will have the answers to a lot of things we know nothing about. Thanks very much. Talk soon.